temperature KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Thursday, sunny skies in the upper 50s, wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, mostly clear in the upper 30s with wind gusts as high as 25. For Friday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 54. Friday night, mostly clear, will drop down to 26. For Saturday, we'll have sunny skies, high near 49. Saturday night, mostly clear, temps lower 20s. Currently, it's 50.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A report from CoBank expects the farm economy to tighten again in 2018. Experts say that will lead to more farmers filing for Chapter 12 bankruptcy. The wheat and dairy producers are among the hardest hit, with an increase in Chapter 12 bankruptcy filings in Kansas and Wisconsin reaching the highest level since 2012 last year. The number of Chapter 12 filings has been on the rise since 2014, when there were about 380 filings. Now, that number spiked to more than 500 in 2017. Chapter 12, designed specifically for farmers with regular annual income, and allows them to stop debt collection and establish repayment plans for 3 to 5 years with their creditors. The law also allows farmers to restructure debt without forming creditors' committees. Meanwhile, the report points out that trade is a mission critical for agriculture this year. CoBank says U.S. agriculture has a lot of stake as the negotiations unfold, and the rhetoric likely to get worse before it gets better. Speaking of trade, a new report out by the Business Roundtable suggesting that ending the North America Free Trade Agreement could result in job losses of more than $1.8 billion in the U.S. Negotiators are meeting in Canada this week, so that report was released to urge the administration to take into account the potential damage of withdrawing from NAFTA. Drafting a couple different scenarios, the report considers potential tariff increases by the U.S. on Canada and Mexico and increases in duties on most favored nation rates, while considering no change in the trade between Mexico and Canada. The report finds out most of the job losses would affect workers holding lower skilled occupations like production workers in manufacturing and ag, and lower wage workers in the service industries. The report estimates if the U.S. would walk away from the agreement, we could see an initial value loss of up to $70 million. The U.S. Grains Council says U.S. corn exports last year were worth $3.2 billion to the NAFTA member countries. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment. You need a reliable and relevant source for your agricultural and rural life information. That's AgView.net. The Farm Bill, agribusiness mergers, dicamba, and protein production, just some of the issues we will follow this year. Be social with us by following us on Twitter at AgView News. Like us on Facebook at AgView.net. Best wishes for a great 2018 from all of us at AgView.net.
Fascinating, captivating, stimulating, dominating, and with over 70 available safety and security features, the all-new 2018 Jeep Compass Trailhawk 4x4 is protecting you. Lease yours today during the Start Something New event at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice. Right now, pay just $269 a month for 36 months with $3,499 due at signing. MSRP $29,790, 12,000 miles per year. Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Tax, title, and licensing extra. See dealer for details. The Start Something New event going on now at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice or online at twinriv.com.
When you're a producer, you gotta keep growing and keep the machinery in gear. You can't have a lot of downtime while you're waiting for parts or repairs, no matter what the equipment is. If your machinery is holding you back, talk to us. We can offer you loan options that make sense for your ag business and get you back in gear. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow. It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. A Horton man has pled no contest to 9 felonies connected to the burning of homes and cars last May. The St. Joseph News Press reports that 27-year-old Dustin McCauley was scheduled to go on trial next week for charges filed after 3 homes and several vehicles were set on fire in Horton May 9th. He was charged with several counts of arson, theft, and burglary. Sentencing is scheduled for February 23rd. The former president of a nonprofit Lawrence Arts organization has pled no contest after stealing from the group. 36-year-old Amanda Monaghan was scheduled to go on trial Monday for felony theft after more than $1,000 was stolen from the Lawrence Art Guild in April of 2014. The Lawrence Journal World reports that Monaghan instead entered a no contest plea to misdemeanor theft. She will be sentenced on Monday. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Whether you're making updates to existing properties or building new construction, Lowe's has savings for pros. Now through February 7th, get 25% off all in-stock kitchen cabinets. Plus, save 5% on every purchase every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. And don't forget, you can save yourself some time by ordering online at lowesforpros.com and pick up your order at our pro desk. Offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Pop quiz. What's the most important part of a ship? Don't answer. It's the crow's nest. Know why? Complete visibility. I can see what's on the horizon and my crew pulling the ship together on the deck below. That's how I run this ship, and that's why we use Grainger. Grainger helps us keep a clear eye on our inventory, saving us time, saving us money, and helping keep everything ship shape. It's always smooth sailing with Grainger. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lyon County authorities say that one person has died in a house fire near Emporia. Sheriff's Deputy Jacob Welsh says the fire was reported yesterday morning about 4 miles southwest of Emporia. When firefighters arrived, the home was completely engulfed in flames. The identity of the person who died in the fire has not been released. The cause of the blaze remains under investigation. Joining more than 20 potential candidates, a Kansas City area businessman who previously gained national attention as an independent U.S. Senate candidate has kicked off his campaign for Kansas governor. Greg Orman formally announced his independent bid for governor. In 2014, Orman challenged U.S. Senator Pat Roberts and received almost 43% of the vote after the Democratic nominee dropped out. Authorities have asked the FBI to investigate the nearly 40-year-old disappearance of a 13-year-old girl from the bedroom of her Junction City home. The Daily Union in Junction City reports that Beverly Ward was reported missing in the early morning hours of July 4th, 1978. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you bring your vehicle to Boss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Boss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. 4 Lincoln men were caught in a prostitution sting yesterday by the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office. Chief Deputy Todd Duncan says the men came to a West Lincoln hotel after arranging to pay for sex with undercover investigators who posed as prostitutes. The Lincoln Journal Star reports the men range in age from 44 to 58. All of the offenses are considered misdemeanors. An inmate has pled not guilty to a charge of murder stemming from a prison uprising in southeast Nebraska. 27-year-old Eric Ramos entered several pleas of not guilty on Tuesday. Prosecutors say that Ramos killed 31-year-old Michael Galindo during the outbreak of violence March 2nd at the Tecumseh State Correctional Institution. Union Pacific Corporation's fourth quarter report received a $6 billion boost as it accounted for tax cuts. But without that, the railroad reported 5% profit growth. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Want to know where the cattlemen with the best results and highest returns keep their secrets? Most of the winning producers from the city's edge to the county line are seeing the year-over-year advantage of Pellet Technology USA's line of power feeds. They're consistent, sustainable, help our ag economy, and will give you that efficiency bump that you've been looking for. All the other producers will be green with envy. So find out more about power feeds. Call David at 402-509-8775. That's 402-509-8775.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
Extension District's offering several upcoming classes. River Valley Extension District will feature a grant writing workshop in Miltonville Tuesday, January 30th. The day-long event runs 9 until 3:30 and will cover sources of data for community needs, elements of a great grant proposal, practicing the grant elements, where to find grants, and developing grant budgets. Advance reservations are requested for this meeting Tuesday in Miltonville. Contact the River Valley District Office at Clay Center, 632-5335. Marshall County Extension Office will offer a pre-plant corn school on February 1st, 8:30 till 1 at the Hellring Center in Marysville. Program begins at 9. A lunch is provided. RSVP is due by Friday. Contact Anastasia Johnson at 562-3531. Women in Agriculture, a farm management educational series, will be featured Thursdays, February 1st through March the 8th, meeting in Concordia, 3:30 until 8:30 p.m. Women in Agriculture who would like to advance their business and management skills are encouraged to participate. For additional details, contact the River Valley Extension District Concordia office, 243-8185. This month marks the 150th anniversary for the Central Branch Railroad in Waterville. Randy Rundle was a guest on our public affairs program and will continue the conversation this weekend about the establishment of Waterville as a rail town and the arrival of a Central Branch Railroad. The Central Branch Railroad Historical Society acquired 12 miles of the rail line in 2000 and have operated an excursion ride on the rails. The branch runs from Waterville to Blue Rapids. Again, Randy Rundle, president of the Association, a guest on our public affairs program this weekend.
The idea for a railroad started actually in Atchison, Kansas in 1860, which was a year before Kansas became a state. So, you know, they had a pretty early start, and the idea was to go to Denver with the railroad. But as time went on, and it took a while to acquire land and get the easements and all the information going, and so it took them till 1867 to get the first section of the railroad done. And then the final track was, of course, to go across the Big Blue River at Waterville. So that took them a little longer to get that accomplished. But they finally got to Waterville, which was the first 100 miles of the railroad. So.
Doris R. Meyer, age 96, of Clay Center, formerly of Lynn, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church west of Lynn. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 11 until 6, at the Ward Funeral Home of Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Doris R. Meyer.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
It's an incredible offer from Feldkamp's Furniture Mart. Right now, when you buy one item at Feldkamp's Furniture Mart, you can get a second item for half price. Yes, half price. Hurry into Feldkamp's today and take advantage of this huge offer. For a limited time only, you can buy one item at Feldkamp's great low price and get a second item for half price. You can buy a sofa, recliner, sectional, or leather furniture and get a second item for half price. You can buy a dining set, furniture for the bedroom, enjoy better sleep on a new mattress, and get a second item for half price. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. But that's not all. Feldkamp's lets you take it all home with no interest for one full year with approved credit. Buy one, get one half price. It's the discount everybody wants. It's the discount everybody gets at Feldkamp's Furniture Mart.
In Manhattan, Salina, Abilene, Marysville, Junction City, and Concordia.
All right, America. H&R Block has some good news for taxpayers this year. Check this out. For a limited time only, you could get a refund advance loan of up to $3,000 the same day you file at Block. That's right. You could get up to $3,000, no interest. Why wait weeks for your refund when you could get money at Block today? See? Told you it was good news. To learn more or find participating locations near you, visit hrblock.com. Get money faster. Get your taxes won. Optional tax refund related loan from B of I Federal Bank. Not your tax refund. $500, $750, $1,250, or $3,000 loans offered. Approval and loan amount based on expected refund and other conditions. Funds loaded on prepaid card. Tax returns may be e-filed without applying for this loan. Fees for other products or features may apply.
For more information, visit or call your local H&R Block office at 907 Broadway on the Kester Block in Marysville and 115 North 6th Street in Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. While looking at the upper levels of the atmosphere, we do have an upper level ridge that's moving in across the central northern parts of the Rockies and Midwest, which is going to bring us warmer than average temperatures as we head all the way through the end of the week and continuing into the weekend. Otherwise, across the central parts of the Midwest, not a whole lot going on. We do have a stationary front that is just to our north. We're not going to see really anything from that. Otherwise, sunny skies and quiet all the way through the weekend. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of Thursday, sunny skies, upper 50s, wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to the upper 30s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. As we head into Friday, mostly sunny skies with high in the mid-50s. Friday night, mostly clear with a low near 26. For Saturday, we'll have sunny skies, high near 49, and Saturday night, mostly clear. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature late January, 40, record high on this date, 72 in 1981. The average low, 20, the record low, 14 below zero in 1894. Sunset this evening, 5:35. Sunrise in the morning at 7:34.
When is it time to start seeds indoors? For cool weather vegetables, the time might be getting close. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 25th, the 25th day of the year. Scottish poet Robert Burns was born on this day, and on this day 20 years ago, the Denver Broncos beat Green Bay to win Super Bowl 32. If you've had enough of pursuing the seed catalogs and you're ready to get some dirt under your nails, it's not too soon to make preparations for starting seeds indoors. One rule of thumb is to start seeds 6 weeks before the last expected frost. Depending on your hardiness zone, that means the time may be nearing for cool weather vegetables like broccoli, cabbage, and cauliflower. And here's a clever seed starting tip. Cover your trays with plastic wrap and set them on top of the fridge. The extra heat will help them germinate more quickly. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
It's clearance time at Hill Home Furnishings. Need quality furniture? We've got reduced prices throughout the store. Looking for a sofa sleeper? We've got sofa sleepers marked down. Outfitting your office? We've got a great selection of office furniture at low prices. It's clearance time at Hill Home Furnishings in Beatrice. It's sheer quality.
K-10.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Kansas State head football coach Bill Snyder announced yesterday that wide receivers coach Andre Coleman has been promoted to offensive coordinator, while the offensive line coach Charlie Dickey and quarterbacks coach Colin Klein have been named co-coordinators. Dickey will coordinate the running game. Klein will coordinate the passing game. Coleman, a former K-State wide receiver, has tutored the Wildcat wideouts since 2013 and was elevated to pass game coordinator prior to the 2016 season. Kansas City Royals Hall of Famer George Brett making a guest appearance on the hit TV show Modern Family. Actor Eric Stonestreet, a Kansas City, Kansas native who plays character Cameron Tucker, said yesterday that writers asked him to reach out to Brett about the part. Brett said in a tweet that flying to LA to film the episode was the highlight of the year so far. Mid-America Network Sports.
What if hiring could be easier with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, their smart technology notifies the most qualified candidates to apply. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/expand. That's ZipRecruiter.com/expand.
Pop quiz. What's the most important part of a ship? Don't answer. It's the crow's nest. Know why? Complete visibility. I can see what's on the horizon, and my crew pulling the ship together on the deck below. That's how I run this ship, and that's why we use Grainger. Grainger helps us keep a clear eye on our inventory, saving us time, saving us money, and helping keep everything ship shape. It's always smooth sailing with Grainger. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Kansas City Royals have signed former Blue Jays infielder Ryan Goins to a minor league contract that includes an invitation to big league spring training. The 29-year-old Goins was non-tendered by the Blue Jays after hitting .237 with a .286 on-base average last season. The military group American Veterans, or AMVETS, says the NFL has rejected its full-page Super Bowl program ad that contained the hashtag, quote, please stand, end quote. The ad with the picture of a color guard holding the American flag also included a call to donate $20 to AMVETS. In a letter sent to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell on Monday, AMVETS National Commander Marion Polk wrote that freedom of speech works both ways. Polk goes on to say, we respect the rights of those who choose to protest, but imposing corporate censorship to deny those same rights to those veterans who have secured it for all is reprehensible. Mid-America Network Sports.
Hiawatha Girls Invitational underway Thursday. Atchison and Falls City, Hiawatha and Horton meet on the backside of the bracket. In the winter semifinals, Jackson Heights meets St. Mary's, and Marysville faces Valley Center in the girls' semifinal, tipping off around 8. Live coverage on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Marysville wrestlers try to wrap up North Central Kansas League Championship, their final duel of a season at Abilene tonight. Friday night basketball coverage, Axtell at Frankfort, live on KNDY FM, 95.5.
K-State fans, pack the house at 7 o'clock Saturday, February 3rd, as K-State women's basketball hosts the Iowa State Cyclones. All tickets and select concessions are just $1, so bring the whole family. Performing at halftime will be the national halftime act, Christian and Scooby. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS and get your $1 tickets today.
Don't throw out those eggshells. Wash and add to your worm composter or use them with your houseplants or in the garden as a fertilizer supplement. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Eggshells will add small amounts of calcium, potassium, a bit of sodium, but not enough to harm the plants, phosphorus, and magnesium. They don't provide all the nutrients a plant needs, but could be used as a supplement to your regular fertilizing regime. Jeff Gilman, professor and author of several books, including The Truth About Garden Remedies, suggests using shells from 4 to 5 eggs per plant. Mix them in the garden soil or potting mix prior to planting. The water used to boil eggs could also be used as a liquid fertilizer for plants. Just let it cool and apply about 2 cups per plant. Though only providing small amounts of nutrients, both methods keep the eggshells out of the garbage. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit year-round spray oil and Summit mosquito bits. Organic Summit year-round spray spray oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit mosquito bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit year-round spray oil and Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Some farmers need expensive, high-tech equipment to harvest their crops. This crop requires a very low-tech method of harvest, but it does help if you aren't afraid of heights. The unique crop is today's feature on the American Countryside.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
You've heard me talking about our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. And you can still get great pricing on the adventure that includes Rome, Florence, and Venice. We'll see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills, and sprawling vineyards, and much more. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com for details or give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. You can still get great pricing, so don't wait. Join us today. Giant pumpkin growers might allow just one gourd to grow on a vine in order to increase its size. David Faulkner says it's kind of the same principle when it comes to growing dates, except you have to climb high into a palm tree to do the work.
They have about 100 strands of dates per bunch, and we cut them down to about 35. After the dates get a little bigger than a pea, we'll start thinning them and only leave about 12 dates where there would normally be about 40.
The dates will not ripen at the same time, so David may have to get to the top of each tree three or four times for harvest.
I use a 30-foot forklift, and then I have a 6-foot and a 10-foot extension, so I can get up to about a 50-foot tree.
Although David's trees are already quite tall, you can get production from the youngest of date palms.
Starting when the trees are just a foot off the ground, they'll start having dates, and then they keep going. They'll be 60, 70 feet tall and still keep producing dates.
The palms will produce well over 100 years of age. Harvest begins in late July and does not conclude until the end of October. David is a specialty grower, raising varieties of dates that may be difficult to find anywhere else.
I have Majules, which is what most people have, and then I have Kadrawis, Halawis, Kastawis, Zahedis, Deglets, Black Sphinx, Barhis.
David's 2.5 acres of date palms keeps him plenty busy, and he can earn good money from that size of operation.
There's a lot of people that just have a few acres, and then you have your big growers that have more than 1,000 acres. They have to have hundreds and hundreds of people working for them.
The arid climate of southern Arizona and California make it one of the few places able to raise dates in this nation. Traveling the countryside in Yuma, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.
Lactating cows are susceptible to an infection called mastitis that can affect their milk supply. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A healthy diet and clean environment can minimize the risk as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is where your understanding of agriculture can grow beyond your wildest expectations. You'll be challenged to think differently about how you farm. You'll be among the first to see the newest ideas, equipment, and innovation. And you'll be around thousands of positive people who share your passion for agriculture. Grow beyond at America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused convention and trade show. Commodity Classic, Tuesday, February 27th through Thursday, March 1st in Anaheim, California. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
A lactating cow that seems ill might have mastitis. Animal science professor Joe Hogan at Ohio State University says mastitis is an inflammation of the mammary gland caused by bacteria. The pathogens are transferred from cow to cow or picked up in their environment. There are two types of mastitis, subclinical and clinical. Subclinical is not visibly apparent and must be detected by a lab test. With a clinical case of mastitis, the cow will show signs.
You either have abnormalities in the milk or the gland swollen or the cow shows signs of illness. If she's ill, she'll run a temperature. She'll not eat as much. She'll have pain. She'll reflex to touch to the udder. You can see some swelling and redness on the teats if they're a color that you can detect color change in.
Mastitis can be treated with antibiotics, but Hogan says in the majority of cases, the cow's immune system will clear it up. Keep her immune defenses up so she can fight infection.
There's two ways to control mastitis. You can either increase the cow's resistance, which we can do, but only to a certain point. And then the other way, which has had far more success, is hygiene in her environment.
Hogan says the primary source of environmental bacteria that causes mastitis is soiled bedding materials. When the cow lies down, the teats come in contact with manure and other contagions. It's important to clean her stall daily and add fresh bedding. Hogan recommends inorganic materials such as sand, which inhibits the growth of pathogens. If you milk her, make sure your sanitation procedures are in order to avoid spreading infection. Learn more about controlling mastitis at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Mandy Becker founded the Lighthouse to provide optimal care for those living with cognitive impairment, applying her experience as a nurse in creating the Lighthouse.
Well, I've been working in memory care departments for many years for other companies and learned so much along the way, and I really wanted to take what I've learned and parts I've loved about it and things I didn't like about it and create what I would consider a wonderful place for someone I love.
Contact the Lighthouse today to discuss available services. Call 562-7980 or visit thelighthouseks.com.
Lay down the weary one. If you farm near a metropolitan area, many of the locals think they should have a say in how you do your business. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Katisa Farms is near Riddleton, Tennessee, about 50 miles east of Nashville. George McDonald's family runs Katisa.
Being located in the middle of Nashville, basically, by using precision farming, we have been able to be more environmentally sensitive. We have not been over applying pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers. Farming today, sometimes we get so complacent of what we're doing that we forget to try to share those stories with local groups, whether it be a Rotarian Club, our Chamber of Commerce, or whether it be the larger picture of people in our urban areas. We've got to help educate them, we've got to involve them, and we've got to let them know what we're doing in agriculture, why we're doing it, how it will sustain our environment, how it will sustain our economy, and how it can be socially sustainable also.
McDonald says his family has farmed since 1927, adapting production to meet the demands of many customers in the Nashville metro. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, Farm Bureau members are looking to NAFTA talks to create better trade opportunities. Michael Clements explains.
The sixth round of North American Free Trade Agreement talks are underway in Canada, and the American Farm Bureau Federation is looking to the talks as a way to modernize the agreement and improve on gains for U.S. ag. AFBF Senior Director of Congressional Relations Dave Salmonson says top trade officials are attending the talks this week and could tackle hard issues, including agriculture.
How to deal with the high dairy tariffs in Canada, deal with some of the food safety standards issues that they're continuing to work on. We hope for improvements and approvals for biotechnology. So there's many issues to help modernize NAFTA. But as we've been saying, NAFTA has been very good for U.S. agriculture, for Canadian agriculture, for Mexican agriculture. Strong trade growth throughout the 23 years of the agreement, and we want that to continue.
Salmonson is confident that trade negotiators will address issues important to agriculture.
Our trade negotiators are well-versed, have been talked with Farm Bureau, other agricultural organizations continuously the past year about these issues, know what U.S. agriculture needs out of this agreement, understand what needs to be protected, what can be helped. And I think all three negotiating countries and negotiating teams have a strong appreciation for agriculture. Agriculture is such a big industry in all the countries.
NAFTA negotiation rounds are scheduled through the spring.
You can never predict when things are going to get wrapped up. The big issue in this whole negotiation has been about auto parts, rules of origin, manufacturing. I think if those issues could be dealt with, then I think the rest of the agreement could rapidly come to a close.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Be social with us by liking us on Facebook at AgView.net. Follow us on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
On road, off road, no road. Make your own road with the all-new 2018 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport and go farther than you ever thought possible. Lease yours today during the Start Something New event at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice. Right now, pay just $284 a month for 36 months with $2,499 due at signing. MSRP $3,390, 12,000 miles per year. Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Tax, title, and licensing extra. See dealer for details. The Start Something New event going on now at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice or online at twinriv.com.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. We've seen a volatile day so far Thursday with corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat.
March corn down a half a cent currently at 356. May down a half a cent, 364 and a quarter. March Kansas City wheat is up 2 1/4 at 435 and a quarter. May is up 2 1/2 at 449 and 3/4. March soybeans up 3 3/4 at 996. May beans up 3 1/2 at 1007 and a quarter. Soybean meal is up. March is up 180 at 343.80. May is up 150 at 346.30. March bean oil down 2 points at 32.66. May soy oil is down 3 points at 32.84. So things are not looking well for soybean oil, but the meal and the beans themselves seem to be doing pretty well. February live cattle now down 45 at 125.02 as the volatility and rapid changes have infiltrated the cattle market. April live cattle up 17 at 125.32, but the later months are all down. January feeder cattle down 30 at 147.85. March feeders down 42 now at 145.97. So seeing a lot of pressure there. And hogs continue on the downside. February hogs down 65 at 72.27. April hogs down 185 at 73.85. So not a good look right now in the livestock complex. The way things are going, though, that could change fairly quickly. March cotton is down 44 points at 81.83. May is down 44 points at 82.47. March crude oil is up 44 cents at 66.05. April is up 52 at 65.88. Unleaded gas, heating oil, and natural gas are all mostly higher as well. Gold is up. February gold is up $7.30 at 13.63.60. And at the same time, the U.S. dollar index for March is down 0.576 at 88.435. So a lot of volatility across the markets here on Thursday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck trailers. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling, whether you're driving a big rig or a pickup, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas has your back. Dunin and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers by Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, here again to harp on one of my favorite subjects. There are a lot of college scholarships out there, but you have to find them. They won't find you. I'll talk about it after this message.
It's that time of year again, time to tackle some difficult tasks, like cleaning those appliances, and you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
You're probably getting tired of me constantly bringing up the subject of college scholarships. But I'm just trying to save you money. If you're a mother and father with a freshman about to enroll in the college. And so let me share with you three news releases that came across my desk in the past week. One, Dateline Columbia, Missouri. Missouri Cattlemen Foundation today awarded scholarships to 27 high school seniors and college students at the 50th annual Missouri Cattle Industry Convention. The awards were presented during a banquet celebrating the achievements of youth in the cattle industry. College recipients were chosen based on excellent communication, leadership, and scholastic achievement, as well as involvement in their communities and the agricultural industries. Each of the 27 received a $1,000 scholarship. That's big money. Then another press release. The Growmark Foundation is once again offering a $1,500 scholarship program for students in the U.S. and Ontario. Ontario, Canada, pursuing 2 or 4 year degrees or trade school certification in an agriculture related field. The manager of the foundation said, as our business has grown and evolved, we saw a need to provide a scholarship to students throughout the U.S. and Canada involved in agriculture. And then another press release that came across my desk. The February 15th deadline is quickly approaching for the 2018 Irrigation Foundation Scholarship Program. The program created to support the foundation's mission of promoting careers in irrigation. The scholarships, ranging from $1,000 to $2,500, will be awarded based on students' letter of intent, financial need, reference letters, resume, and ag-related courses. Back with a final word after this message.
If you've got a newer truck or tractor, you may need a newer diesel fuel. That's because newer engines operate under such extreme heat and pressure. They can actually cook your fuel, causing power loss, clogged filters, even engine failure. The solution is simple. Cenex Premium Diesel with a special additive package formulated for the rugged demands of today's diesel engines. Want better running equipment? Get a better running diesel.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
You need a reliable and relevant source for your agricultural and rural life information. That's AgView.net. The Farm Bill, agribusiness mergers, dicamba, and protein production, just some of the issues we will follow this year. Be social with us by following us on Twitter at AgView News. Like us on Facebook at AgView.net. Best wishes for a great 2018 from all of us at AgView.net.
The crops you grow are nothing like what your grandfather planted. The science of plant breeding continues to evolve through technology on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Now, get top dollar for your crop with help from the Successful Marketing Newsletter from Successful Farming Magazine and Commodities Advisor Al Kleitz. Go online to successfulmarketing.com/deal to learn more. And month after month, we'll help you reduce your input costs, maximize revenue, plus so much more. Keep your goals on target with weekly email updates and get expanded coverage in the monthly printed issue delivered right to you. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance, whether actual or indicated by simulated historical tests of strategies, is not indicative of future results. Trading advice reflects good faith judgment at a specific time and is subject to change without notice. There is no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable trades. Start making more money today. Visit successfulmarketing.com/deal to find out how to subscribe to Successful Marketing today.
Researchers have mapped the genome of many plants. Take corn, for example. From that genome, they know how it naturally behaves in terms of ear size, resistance to gray leaf spot, and bugs. But there is always more to learn in terms of what would be beneficial to add in plant breeding, as well as things you don't want. Andy Levine is the president and CEO of the American Seed Trade Association. He says as they continue to learn what parts of genetic code affect various characteristics, they can focus on resistance or making the plant hardier in drought conditions.
Breeding is becoming much more precise, and it's just technology. And what we see coming are new techniques like gene editing, and being able to go in and really target specific characteristics within the plant. And that's what the exciting thing is going forward. And CRISPR-Cas is one of those new technologies or tools that's out there today.
Many companies and universities are in stages of what he calls proof of concept. For example, making a beefsteak tomato taste more like an heirloom tomato or a specific height of corn stalk.
You've got to get into each variety and then determine what causes ear size, what causes stalk size, and what do we want? Do we want shorter plants, taller plants? Do we want better tasting? So that's where all of the breeders are going now, being able to compute all of the data that we have in the genetic pool.
Levine says it takes a decade or more to bring a new plant variety from concept till it's available to the farmer. With gene editing, you can bring in desirable traits, but you don't know what secondary characteristics might appear. It takes time to work them out. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the plant breeding evolution at agriculture.com.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner-agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. 1 year after the United States pulled out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the United States Agriculture Secretary says this country can get better deals by negotiating separately with each of the TPP nations.
Great thing for the American worker, what we just did.
President Trump, 1 year ago this week, pulling the U.S. out of the 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's taken a year for the remaining 11 countries to recover and push on for TPP-11, which those nations reportedly are set to sign in March. Meanwhile, in Pennsylvania Wednesday, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue said farmers and ag business people were understandably concerned that the U.S. would not be part of this very large trade agreement, but that he agrees with the president.
I think the United States can do a better job bilaterally.
And indeed, Perdue told reporters once those 11 TPP nations signed their agreement.
We then think we will be able to go to those countries on a bilateral basis and be involved in better trade deals, negotiate better trade deals.
He said because U.S. farm and food products enjoy such a good reputation and are highly desired by many nations,
the world cannot deny them for very long.
Gary Crawford, Washington.
In other news, this week Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue has released the Department of Agriculture Farm Bill Principles. Perdue announced the principles as part of a trip to Pennsylvania while holding a town hall meeting. Through interacting with producers, USDA says the agency developed the principles to share with Congress as lawmakers craft the next farm bill. A document released by the USDA says the agency supports a farm bill that provides a farm safety net to help farmers during down economic times, promotes crop insurance as a risk management tool, increases access to farmland for new and beginning farmers, and supports conservation programs, and improve U.S. market competitiveness worldwide. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
White Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
There's one thing that will never change. Our country will always depend on farmers and the food they raise. That's why it's so important to recognize the young men and women of the future farmers of America. These young adults are the people who will be responsible for feeding the world, and FFA is one of the few organizations in the country that teach, train, and instruct our youth in how to efficiently and effectively raise the food that feeds the world. Let's together recognize our future farmers of America and the community that supports their efforts. FFA Appreciation brought to you in part by the El Dorado Livestock Auction.